I chose not to choose life. I chose something else. And the reasons? There are no reasons. Who needs reasons when you've got head on?
20 years after the original Trainspotting film, T2 Trainspotting shows an older Mark Renton who returns to Scotland to make amends with his friends. He also has to avoid the psychopath Francis Franco Begbie, who has recently been released from prison. T2 Trainspotting takes place 9 years after the original film and is based on Irvine Welsh's sequel, Porno. Director Danny Boyle waited for a long time until the original actors got as old as the characters. He wanted to portray them as ravaged by time. I went up to the premiere of the sequel in Chatham and spoke to people who wanted to see it as soon as possible.
I'm going to see Trainspotting because I was 16 when the original came out and I was at college and everyone went to see it. It was one of the best films at the time it came out. So it's an age thing. 20 years later on the anniversary, got to go and see the sequel.
For the first one, I wanted to see the second one, just to see what the characters are doing. It's 20, 25 years on.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I think as well, I like the music in the first film, so I'm looking forward to see what the film score's like.
I also originally saw it back when it first came out, so just wanted to follow up on how they've gotten.
It was very relevant at the time. We watched the first one 20 years ago, we're doing the follow-up to it.
The original movie changed social realism. Danny Boyle used creative shooting techniques and impressive soundtrack to put his message across. It was hailed as the British Pulp Fiction and did amazing at the box office. We see the story of a group of heroin addicts in a poor area of Edinburgh and their life stories. Ewan McGregor plays Mark Renton brilliantly. He is a heroin addict with a strange but dangerous group of friends. He tries to kick his addiction and start a new page in his life, but it's harder than it looks.
I spoke to Dr. James Newton, senior lecturer in digital media theory in Christchurch University.
British film wasn't known for its use of pop music and being something that was like a movie. It was seen as something very kind of stately, very much based around kind of theatre. It's what we call heritage cinema, and I think that was the thing. It was its kind of freshness, its coolness, and British cinema announcing itself as something that could be exciting.
This is the Danny Boyle film that most people have seen, and the awards it won show it. Trainspotting was nominated for 2 British Academy Film Awards in 1996, Best Film and Best British Film. John Hodge was also nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay. He won in that category, as well as Best Screenplay from the Evening Standard British Film Awards. The film won the Golden Space Needle, the award for Best Film, at the 1996 Seattle International Film Festival. Ewan McGregor was named Best Actor from the London Film Critics Circle, the BAFTA Scotland Awards and Empire Magazine. Whatever the box office for the sequel is, the original has stayed in people's minds and will forever be a classic.